And the 65 and older age group's share of the total population will rise from 16% to 23%. It's important to have an honest conversation on the subject of aging. This is essential to helping all of us prepare and understand the benefits, the challenges, and yes, there are some prejudices of growing old. Well, who better than Elizabeth Marshall Thomas? She's 88 years old. Her name might ring a bell with you because she's the author of the bestseller, The Hidden Life of Dogs. But now she has written a book, a new book called Growing Old, Notes on Aging with Something Like Grace. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Good morning.
We are so glad to have you join us for a candid conversation about growing old.
With grace.
With grace. Yes. How was this story inspired?
Well, because I grew old. I used to write about mostly about animals or about people more who lived harder lives than we do, and I sort of can't do that anymore. And so I thought, well, also to be frank, when I started to feel growing old, I thought it was kind of interesting. So I thought, well, why not write about this? And by now I'm 88, and I consider myself an authority on growing old. So I thought, well, this would be a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a timely idea because until you're actually qualified to be of a certain age, sometimes you don't realize that you are maybe looked at differently, treated differently. What are some of the things that you've experienced through this process?
Well, that's lots and lots of things. I mean, first of all, the way the world, or the American world, treats older people is kind of interesting. If you look on the internet, you'll find zillions of jokes, disgusting jokes about old women peeing in their pants and stuff like that. And I mean, I can't begin to say how offensive I think that is. On and on. And also, when you people generally don't have much respect for old people, and or they don't notice them. We went to a restaurant quite frequently. The owner would come and greet us, but then we couldn't be there for a while, and after quite a long time, we went back, and by that time, he noticed he didn't. He greeted the rest of my family, but not me, because he didn't seem to see me. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So, I mean, that kind of thing.
Interesting. And you also, in your book, talk about there are some things that maybe at an earlier age you didn't have much use for, but as you've gotten older, there have been some epiphany moments, like the use of commas. You feel different about the comma usage today. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. I mean, that when let's say 50 years ago or something, I was finding millions of things new and interesting and important and so forth. By this time, I think I've seen a lot of things and I know about them. But I for some reason got very interested in commas. And I decided that maybe I'll write a 400-page book entitled Commas, about commas, because that was one of the new things, what I figured out about them was one of the new things that, I found at this age when I think I've pretty well found just about everything else.
We're speaking with author Elizabeth Marshall Thomas, who at the age of 88, just releasing a book called Notes on Aging with Something Like Grace. So, Elizabeth, with our folks that are listening right now, how can we reset that mind frame when it comes to how we view our elders in our country? What advice would you give to all people of all ages, maybe specifically younger people, on how to handle and interact with elders in their community and maybe neighborhoods?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm not sure there really is an answer. I'm not sure it's really possible to do that. But what I would say is, the elders know more than the younger people do. So,
Amen.
If that could be pointed out to younger people, they might change their minds. I don't think there's much that can be done about that, unfortunately.
Sure.
My mother-in-law used to say that anybody who has lived on this planet longer than you have has something they can teach you. So you respect them. You're also, I mean, you know, when it comes to an election year and getting the message out, it's very important to remember everyone, including the older folks. You guys vote too.
Oh, indeed.
Yes.
Especially since one of the older folks is running for election, and he would be the person that I would choose because of his wisdom.
Gotcha.
And speaking of Biden, needless to say.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you, who do you think your book would be most enjoyed by? Is it a good read for your peers, or is it an enlightenment to younger people that want to, again, show respect and understand the perspective of someone who has lived longer than they have?
It's not necessarily to gain the respect of others, but it's to show what's happening and show what will happen. That would be the reason to read it, because most books about aging show, first of all, they're written by younger people. A lot of them have been written by doctors, and they're very good ones, some of them. But the people who write the books aren't old, so they know what it's like for others, but they don't know what it's like for themselves. And I thought it was interesting to look into that a little bit.
Well, we're certainly glad that you did.
I guess the main thing is that it's good to know what changes are going to come to you when you age.
Yeah.
And mostly that the book has got a lot of that in it.
Well, it provides a roadmap for us that are not of the age yet, that some are, but that's exactly it. What to expect, what's coming down the road for many of us. So get your book now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Notes. It's called Notes on Aging with Something Like Grace by Elizabeth Marshall Thomas. And Elizabeth, we certainly appreciate the conversation this morning. And, you know, happy 88 years, and thank you so much for leaving behind a roadmap for all of us to follow.
You. Yes, thank you. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for the books, too. I'm enjoying them. I gave one to my mom, and I'm reading one for me. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.